2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. You know, this morning as we were singing I Surrender All, I was just listening to the words as we sang, and, you know, it's I surrender all. I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all to Jesus I surrender. Humbly at His feet I bow. Worldly pleasures all forsaken, take me, Jesus, take me now. All to Jesus I surrender. Lord, I give myself to Thee. Fill me with Thy love and power. Let Thy blessings flow through me. That so describes the renewed mind. That's where we want to be. We want to reach the point where our every thought, our every understanding is based on our surrender to Him. And so everything we do would be informed by His thoughts and His way of doing things. And that's where we want to end up. You know, in 2 Timothy 1:7, it says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." What's that got to do with the renewed mind? Well, everything.
Everything.
Yeah. First of all, He didn't give us the spirit of fear. 1 John 4:18 says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect fear casteth out fear, because fear hath torment." Fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. The renewed mind does not contain fear. But it is the spirit of power. He's given us the spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Well, the spirit, what spirit are you talking about? Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Holy Spirit, the gift of God given to believers at the time they believe.
Mm-hmm.
And Romans 10:9 and 10, we're all familiar with that,
mm-hmm.
those verses. At that point, we receive Holy Spirit. It's called many things throughout the New Testament, one of which is Christ in you.
Mm-hmm.
Christ in you, the hope of glory. Our only hope of glory is Christ in us. The spirit of power and of love and a sound mind. Well, what spirit of power in Acts 1:8? "But you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you." That's dunamis, potential power. More power than we can even imagine is a descriptor of the spirit of power and of love. The spirit of love, 1 John 4:18. We've already read that. There is no fear in love. It's the spirit of love. And of a sound mind. The spirit of a sound mind. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. You have a sound mind. If you're born again,
mm-hmm.
you have
yeah.
the sound mind.
Yeah.
You know what sound
yeah.
mind is? It's the renewed mind.
Right.
That's where the sound mind is in the renewed mind. The renewed mind, free of fear, free of anxiety, free of hate, loneliness, but full of power and love. The renewed mind is the key to power. Go to John 10:10. To me, John 10:10 is kind of a seminal verse. This really casts the choice, and we really have to make that choice. John 10:10 says, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I is Jesus, I am come that they might have life that they might have it more abundantly. Now this verse, in this verse, Jesus really sets up the contrast. He contrasts between the thief, who is Satan, and himself. They're opposites. One is fear, one is love. One is hate, one is love. He contrasts between life versus kill. Satan's whole purpose is to kill. If he can prevent somebody from believing, he's accomplished his purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if he doesn't quite make it and you believe, his next goal is to confuse us and to draw us away from believing who we are with Christ in us. He wants to kill us mentally. He wants us to have emotional turmoil. He's looking for us to have that unsound mind, to keep us from renewing our mind. He can make us sick, and he can make us believe that we're sick, and that we accept it and don't accept the promises of God, then he's got us.
Amen.
Then he's got us. And the challenges come.
Amen.
He's always, always, always after us, because he's the thief. That is who he is. Through and through, he's a thief. There's nothing good about him. And it's contrasted here with Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
who is everything but that. He is the one and the only Messiah,
mm-hmm.
the anointed Son of God. Anything that steals your authority as a believer and takes you away from understanding who you are in Christ, guess where it comes from? If it steals your authority, it's not inspired by God. And if it's not inspired by God, who is it inspired for? From? It's a simple choice. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Romans 12:2. A very familiar verse. It says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God." What's the perfect will of God? It's our renewed mind. It's that sound mind. That's who we are with Christ in us. And this verse has been taught so many times, but there's really two key words in here. One is conform. And be not conformed to this world. Conformed is a Greek word that means to press into shape. In other words, the world is pressing in on you.
Mm-hmm.
In my vernacular, it means squished into shape.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The world is pushing on us to make us shaped like the world.
Yeah.
And the word here tells us instead to be transformed. And that's the word metamorphosis. It's the process, the caterpillar becomes the butterfly. And it's an inside job. It's an inward change.
Mm-hmm.
In spite of what's going on around us, inside of us, because of Christ in us,
mm-hmm.
we receive and we begin to learn and listen and renew our mind.
Mm-hmm.
What is the renewed mind? It's knowing and believing the rightly divided Word of God. Think about it. If you understand the Word wrongly and you believe it,
mm-hmm.
is that the renewed mind? If you believe as a believer that you are under the law,
mm-hmm.
and you live trying to achieve under the law, Is that the renewed mind? No. Okay? So ever, why is it important to learn how to renew, how to rightly divide the word? You know, it's not just a method or a way or a cool way to teach the word. The word tells us to rightly divide the word. Why? So that we will have the truth. That first we can know it, then we can believe it, and that's where the renewed mind comes from. The renewed mind. It's real easy to talk about it and say we ought to have it, but very seldom do we go into, well, how just do you do that? And how does it happen? And what does the Bible say about the renewed mind? So with you guys' permission, over the next few weeks, I'm going to start teaching on the renewed mind. And so, don't know how long it's going to take. One or 2 weeks, maybe three. I'm just going to start teaching on the renewed mind. Mm-hmm. And so this will just serve as an appetizer towards that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.